here. But Sean Combs also, when that verdict came in, he turned around to his family and he mouthed to them, "I'm coming home."
The judge is expected to decide today whether Combs can be released on bond. Douglas Wigdor is the attorney for Cassie Ventura, Combs' ex-girlfriend who testified against him.
We're pleased that he's been held responsible for something, which is something that hasn't happened in his lifetime. And, you know, we're hopeful that ultimately he receives a substantial sentence for what he's done.
The CBS News legal contributor, Jessica Levinson.
It shows that these are complicated cases to bring, that not every federal case that's brought is a slam dunk winner.
Now to Idaho, Brian Koberger appears in a court today to plead guilty to the murders of four people. CBS's Carter Evans.
He'll spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole or appeal. Now, Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four students in Moscow, Idaho in November of 2022. Their families are divided on how they view this plea deal.
The CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill, where the House is considering the Senate version of the Trump budget, with some Republicans saying they'll vote no unless changes are made.
We are still deep in the sausage-making process here, with just a couple of days before the president's arbitrary July 4th deadline. So today is all about the wrangling.
The Trump administration now asking the Supreme Court to remove three Democratic members of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, who he fired and court reinstated. Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down that state's 176-year-old abortion ban, ruling it's been superseded by a newer state law. On the Health Watch today, CBS's Jim Krasulda tells us.
Air pollution may be the reason lung cancer rates are increasing worldwide among people who have never smoked. That's according to new research published in the journal Nature. What's new in this study is that researchers found that lung tumors had a genomic fingerprint that indicated air pollution as the cause.
Tesla reports a more than 13% drop in second quarter auto sales as the company focuses more on self-driving cars, facing increased competition and backlash over Elon Musk's political activities. Wall Street, the Dow is down 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has determined that the 1849 abortion ban is no longer valid. The ruling today said subsequent laws regulating abortion have taken its place and make abortion legal in Wisconsin. Dissenting judges criticized the decision as judicial activism and maintained that lawmakers, not judges, should set abortion policy. 16 shots were fired in the alley ambush that left Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder dead and officer Christopher McCray wounded. Police now say it all followed a fight that escalated to gunfire. Prosecutors have charged 22-year-old Tremaine Jones with first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, and reckless endangerment. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual Fourth Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturdivant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Baseball in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today in Queens, New York. The two teams rained out last night. NBA, the Bucks shocked the industry with their free agent signing of center Miles Turner. 4 years, $107 million, taking him away from the Pacers. What's the reaction in Indiana?
If I'm an Indiana Pacer right now, I'm absolutely disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I am breaking things right now. If I'm Rick Carlisle, I'm furious at just what's happened because they were unwilling to spend a little bit of luxury tax money to hold this team in place for a year when Halliburton came back to go to a team that they hate. They hate the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And if Giannis tweets a big smiling emoji and indicates that he is happy as a clam, the Bucks can declare a win, even though this has been a stunning turn of events.
That's ESPN analyst Brian Windhorst with sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
And the rest of the story with Paul Harvey. Coming up in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. It's serious business, the court-martial and dismissal of a West Point cadet. They'd rather keep you in and provide the necessary discipline to shape you up. After all, getting into West Point's no small thing. It takes personal excellence, prestigious recommendations. Take this case in particular of Edgar Perry. What a folder full of testimonials he brought with him. His intelligence, his sobriety, his devotion to duty. And then he blew through the academy entrance exams as though he had written the questions. How do you figure it? How do you square the exemplary incoming cadet with the insubordinate wreck jettisoned only 7 months later? I mean, listen to the charges. Failure to attend classes, all of them. Failure to participate in parades. Failure even to respond to roll calls for almost the entire month of January. And yes, he was there at the academy all the time. Failure to obey orders. And the list goes on and on. Now, I've heard all of the excuses made on Cadet Perry's behalf. Anxiety over falling out with a stepfather. Intolerance of the tedium in the academy's routine. But let it be known that this polished and promising military material also fell under a bad influence. The influence of a specific troublemaker. It was not a fellow cadet. It was an academy colonel named Sylvanus Thayer, and that brings us to the rest of the story. One day, Colonel Thayer summoned Cadet Perry to his office. He further requested that the young man bring with him some of the poetry he had been writing. That's right, poetry. In Thayer's presence, the nervous cadet was instructed at ease. The colonel must forgive him for asking, but how did he learn of the poems? Colonel Thayer admitted that he'd overheard other cadets talking about them. Perry was about to beg the colonel's pardon while reminding him that reading and writing poetry were among the few pastimes not forbidden by academy regulations, but Thayer interrupted. The cadet had not been called in to be reprimanded, he said. The colonel simply wanted to see some of the poetry that Perry had written. So the cadet obliged, handed over the pieces of paper, and so began an afternoon of animated discussion, of reveling in the glories of rhyming words and wondrous expressions, the first such encouragement and unequivocal praise that the young man had ever experienced. You should be published, the colonel declared at last. Young Perry, beaming, agreed. Well, whatever dreams of a career in the military the cadet may have awakened with that morning were surely extinguished by that evening. But, you see, in order to resign from West Point to become a full-time poet, Perry would need his stepfather's permission, and that permission was denied. So that left in the young man's mind, at any rate, that left only one option: insubordination, court-martial, and dismissal, which became a reality in the early months of 1831. And yes, I do mean to say it was all utterly intentional. Remember that. Maybe it wasn't very smart, but at least the world got an author. An author who, as a teenager, entered the military under an alias, Edgar A. Perry, who then matured to become the poet you know as Edgar Allan Poe. And now you know the rest of the story.
Now, why didn't I see that coming? Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, twice every Monday through Friday, 7:25 a.m., 12:05 p.m. on WRJN.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl, and you, my brown-eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song. gotcha. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Oh, play it now, play it now, play it. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Oh, play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no question. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Beach this summer, anytime, no need to take along your 8-track player or your transistor radio, or even your earbuds to your iPod. No, the timeless hits are being played at the Beachside Oasis at North Beach. So just plop your blanket, your towel down near there, smell the burgers, and enjoy the tunes that they're playing. They're playing WRJN at North Beach Oasis all summer long. And thank you, North Beach, from everybody here at WRJN.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery. Where every creation is crafted with care.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Everybody in old sailcloth was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
breaks next. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kick. Let it rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in old Sailor, we're standing to the jail, let it rock. 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 To me.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Temptations. I'm Dan Marcus, bringing you the news update courtesy of Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Before you hop in an area lake, look online. Local health departments in Racine and Kenosha counties conduct regular water testing and post their findings online. Recent testing has forced the closure of the Paddock Hooker Lakes Association Beach in Kenosha County and swim advisories at Camp Lake, Lance Park, and Old Settlers Beach. Racine County doesn't have any bacteria warnings. However, Quarry Lake Beach is closed. That's due to issues from a steep drop-off created during renovations. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has determined that the 1849 abortion ban is no longer valid. The ruling today said subsequent laws regulating abortion have taken its place and make abortion legal in Wisconsin. Dissenting judges criticized the decision as judicial activism and maintain that lawmakers, not judges, should set abortion policy. Downtown Racine gets busy tonight and will stay that way through the weekend. The Bend and Brew event with free yoga and complimentary coffee gets things going tonight. The festivities continue tomorrow with live music and food at the Fourth Fest party on the square. Friday's Roots in Racine Parade steps off at 8:30, capped by fireworks that night at 9. Saturday offers more free yoga and the Saturday Sounds on the Square concert. Prepare for traffic impacts if you're trying to get around that area. After eight decades and thousands of miles and thousands of jokes, the Ducks are being celebrated in the Dells. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
Down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out. see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Best word for this song, in my opinion, it's chipper.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around,
together right now over me.
News timeless hits, WRJN. The Beatles Come Together, not meant to be a slow dance song, but this one was. This was my first slow dance song ever, and thank you, Nancy Heller, for saying yes.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Nobody else before you ever gave me such a beautiful feeling. tighter.
I'm Dan Marcus. Song originally meant for Tommy James, but he backed out. He just kind of freaked out in the studio and said, no, I don't want to do that. So here, I know these people, bring them in, and they can have the hit with it. And they did. That's a true story, as told to me by Tommy James. WRJN has a big deals page full of things that you can save money on, things you want. And now you can go there and not buy anything and win Brewers tickets to see them play the Marlins on Friday the 25th. If you want in on this, just go to WRJN.com. At the top of the page, you'll see where it says Big Deals. Click on that. It'll take you to the page, and you can enter there. And good luck from WRJN.
Big Deals.
Today's Big Deal of the Day. Beat the summer heat with a sweet treat from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Sip on a creamy pudding shake or indulge in the all-new cheesecake in a cup with 24 irresistible ways to thrill your taste buds. Turn your day into a dessert-filled getaway at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Over 50 years, Crafty Delicious Pizza has been Ferraro's true passion. But even the best pizza team needs an all-star break. When the doors reopen on July 8th, it's game on with July's Pizza of the Month, the Chicken Bacon Ranch. Featuring a ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pie's a summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Remember the day I set you free.
and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I was talking about Marvin Gaye's singing partners a little while back, and I played one with him singing with Kim Weston. That one was Tammy Terrell. Ain't no mountain high enough. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was all. Precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. After a seven-week federal trial, Sean Diddy Combs was acquitted today of the most serious charges, racketeering and sex trafficking, convicted on two lesser counts. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
This is a victory for Sean Combs and his family. Sean Combs put his hands up to the sky. He had his hands sort of clasped as though he was praying, according to those who were inside the courtroom, and kneeled down. He was very emotional. There was cheering inside of the courtroom once this verdict was read.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman says a judge could free Combs on bond later today.
He's been in this detention center, and his lawyer is making a plea. He says now that he's not up against this RICO charge, the sex trafficking charges, which were the weightier of these charges, that he should be allowed to go home.
The two lesser prostitution convictions come with a maximum prison sentence of 10 years each. The Trump budget bill that passed the Senate yesterday is now up for consideration in the House. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports there are Republicans who don't like what's in it.
He has actually invited several Republican lawmakers who are holding out on this bill over to the White House to try to twist their arms at the last minute here. He's been able to do it before, and House leadership is hoping that he will be able to do it again.